Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you who are listening through the radio, who are watching through the Relevant Radio app, or online at relevantradio.com. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and mine know me, says the Lord. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. Let us call to mind our sins now, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who gather what is scattered and keep together what you have gathered, look kindly on the flock of your Son, that those whom one baptism has consecrated may be joined together by integrity of faith and united in the bond of charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Samuel. David spoke to Saul, "Let your majesty not lose courage. I am at your service to go and fight this Philistine." But Saul answered David, "You cannot go up against the Philistine and fight with him, for you are only a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." David continued, "The Lord who delivered me from the claws of the lion and the bear will keep me safe from the clutches of this Philistine." Saul answered David, "Go, the Lord will be with you." Then, staff in hand, David selected 5 smooth stones from the wadi and put them in the pocket of the shepherd's bag. With his sling also ready to hand, he approached the Philistine. With his shield-bearer marching before him, the Philistine also advanced closer and closer to David. When he had sized David up and seen that he was youthful and ruddy and handsome in appearance, the Philistine held David in contempt. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you came against me with a staff?" Then the Philistine cursed David by his gods and said to him, "Come here to me, and I will leave your flesh for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." David answered him, "You come against me with sword and spear and shmitatar, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, that you have insulted. Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hand. I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will leave your corpse and the corpses of the Philistine army for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Thus the whole land shall learn that Israel has a God. All this multitude, too, shall learn that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he shall deliver you into our hands." The Philistine then moved to meet David at close quarters, while David ran quickly toward the battle line in the direction of the Philistine. David put his hand into the bag and took out a stone, hurled it with the sling, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone embedded itself in his brow, and he fell prostrate on the ground. Thus, David overcame the Philistine with sling and stone. He struck the Philistine mortally and did it without a sword. Then David ran and stood over him. With the Philistine's own sword, which he drew from its sheath, he dispatched him and cut off his head. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed be the Lord my rock. Blessed be the Lord my rock. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war. Blessed be the Lord my rock, my refuge and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. Blessed be the Lord my rock. O God, I will sing a new song to you. With the 10-string lyre I will chant your praise, you who give victory to kings and deliver David your servant from the evil sword. Blessed be the Lord my rock. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, this story of David and Goliath is one that is told and taught to young people, to children. I'm sure probably not that last phrase that we heard today, that then David ran and stood over him and he dispatched him and cut off his head with the guy's own sword. But I remember as a youth, as a young boy, having a puzzle of David and Goliath and putting that puzzle together. And so it communicated that story. And what is the lesson of this incident that happens? Everything that happens in salvation history is to communicate something to us, to tell us something about our life as believers in Almighty God. I think there's probably at least two lessons, maybe three lessons here in our reading today. And the first one, I didn't realize it this morning when I said my parish mass, but now I realize it as I celebrate this mass. And it's this, that in the Old Testament, we see a lot of times these individuals calling upon their false gods. Probably the most classic example of this is when Elijah is challenging the gods of Baal, and they're up on this mountain, and they're dancing around, and they're trying to call down the power of their false god, and that god doesn't manifest himself. But then Elijah calls down the power of the god he believes in, the god of Abraham, the god of Isaac, and the god of Jacob, and there you see that God manifests his magnificence. Now, the same thing is true for David here in our first reading today as well, that David is saying, "The Lord who delivered me from the claws of the lion will also keep me safe from the clutches of this Philistine." So he's calling upon the name of his God. But then we hear later on in the reading, then the Philistine cursed David by his gods and said to him, "Come here to me and I'll leave you," and so forth. But he's calling upon his false god. And so David, who is this young person who is not one for the battle to win, who is the true underdog, by the power of his god prevails over him. So think the first lesson is always to call upon our God. Don't worship false gods, because it's only our God that has the power to manifest, the power to help us. And I think secondly, we realize in the story of David and the Goliath is that there are little battles that each and every one of us face in our daily life. There might be a big giant that you're battling against, and maybe that's true for somebody, but there are these little battles as well. For some people, they might even struggle to get up in the morning. They might feel, well, is life worth living? How do I carry about this day? And so waking up in the morning and getting up and beginning the day is a little battle. And so if they can conquer that Goliath in their life, well, then they're going to go on throughout the day and hopefully experience a greater peace and so forth of what God gives to them that day. You know, there are other little battles, too, that we might face. For example, we're talking to friends on the phone, and maybe we're tempted to bring up a conversation about someone else or whatever. And so there's a little battle in within. I want to say something because maybe I'll disparage another person. That'll make me look better. But if I fight that little Goliath in my life, that battle, well, then I can win that battle. And how do I win it? I win it with God's help. I win that battle by the grace of God. So we see, you know, these little stones that David uses to slay Goliath, the giant, the Philistine. And what are our little stones? Well, probably the scriptures. If we think about our own battles with temptation in our life, well, the words of Jesus can strengthen us, the word of scripture. When Jesus faces his own temptation in the desert, he confronts the devil with quoting scripture. And so that's one way. The Eucharist that we receive, that's another little stone in our arsenal against evil. We want to worthily receive the Lord, so we resist caving in a battle that we might be facing. The sacrament of reconciliation, that's another little stone that even if we do claim defeat by the enemy, well, then we can get back up and try to battle on again. We know that the rosary, that sacramentals, that St. Benedict or St. Michael, all of these saints are powerful intercessors for us, and they help us and they aid us in our battle. Whatever battle you face today, well, pray to the Lord your God, the true God. Ask him for his help, and then call upon these other little stones that we have. And hopefully we'll be victorious in our small battles so that we might win the battle of life and earn the crown of righteousness that awaits us. As the church gathered throughout the world, let us now offer our prayers of petition. We pray for Pope Francis and all bishops and priests that they will lead the church with strength and conviction. We pray to the Lord for unity among all Christians, and that we all will boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord for those in public leadership positions, that they'll be guided by the Holy Spirit to make decisions that advance the culture of life. We pray to the Lord. For all those who are witness to the dignity of all human persons, that their efforts will help bring an end to the culture of death, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Elaine McCarthy, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And we pray for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, hear our prayer, just as you heard the prayer of David in his time of struggle, in his time of battle. May you give us your grace so that we might fight on to the end. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. For to the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, may our sacrifice, and you're just like, this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands. O God, who gained for yourself a people by adoption through the one sacrifice offered once for all, bestow graciously on us, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace in your church, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through him you brought us to the knowledge of your truth, so that by the one bond of faith and one baptism we might become his body. Through him you poured out your Holy Spirit among all the nations, so that in a wondrous manner he might prompt and engender unity in the diversity of your gifts, dwelling within your adopted children and filling and ruling the whole church. And so in company with the choirs of angels we praise you, and with joy we proclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all of the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen. Though many, we are one bread, one body, for we all partake of the one bread and one chalice. Of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. As this reception of your Holy Communion, O Lord, foreshadows the union of the faithful in you, so may it bring about unity in your church. Through Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow for the Mass at the same time, noon central. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. On this Wednesday, let us invoke the intercession of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary, St. Joseph, noble Son of the House of David, Light of Patriarchs, Husband of the Mother of God, Guardian of the Virgin, Foster Father of the Son of God, Faithful Guardian of Christ, Head of the Holy Family, Joseph, chaste and just. Joseph, prudent and brave. Joseph, obedient and loyal. Pattern of patience. Lover of poverty. Model of workers. Example to parents. Guardian of virgins. Pillar of family life. Comfort of the troubled. Hope of the sick. Patron of the dying. Terror of evil spirits. Head of Relvin Radio. Protector of the church. Protector of the Redeemer. Servant of Christ, Minister of Salvation, Support in Difficulty, Patron of Refugees, Patron of the Afflicted, Patron of the Poor. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, O Jesus. God made him master of his household and put him in charge of all that he owned. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.